Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast by Stephanie Laska. I lost 140 pounds, and I cannot wait to share all of my keto low-carb secrets with you during season 5. Get ready for a fast ride because the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast by Stephanie Laska is going to get you inspired and help you to be successful. Let's get started. Well, I want to talk about what is better, calories or carbs on keto. So what is better, calories or carbs? What do you guys think? I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments before we even get our party started today. What do you guys think? What is better, calories or carbs on keto? Are you counting one? Are you counting the other? Are you keeping track of one, ignoring the other? Tell me your thoughts. Tell me your opinions. But definitely give me a thumbs up if you are wondering, you know, which one is better, what you should be focused on. If you're not even sure and you're just kind of interested in hearing more about what everybody thinks, please give this topic a thumbs up. So let me know what you guys think about this and start throwing out your questions and comments right away. So I want to start off right by saying what I'm going to be sharing with you today. These are all the tips and strategies that helped me to lose 140 pounds. So here I am playing with my son in this picture here. That's called old mommy. That's what the kids call me, old mommy. And then new mommy is getting ready to send her little boy off to college in the fall. So pretty crazy stuff. I've kept my weight off now for almost 10 years. So obviously this stuff works. These strategies work. And that's why I want to put these videos together, the support groups, the books. That's why I want to put all of this together to help you in your journey as well. Because you might be stressed out and wondering, well, what's better? Calories, carbs, what do I count? Do I count this? Do I count that? So I want to give you all of the tips and strategies that helped me. I'm going to organize them today into 6 different topics, 6 reasons why. Can I get a drum roll, please? Drum roll, please. You might be able to guess what my answer is. What's more important? Anyone can guess? Well, at least for me anyway, my experience has been counting net carbs is the clear winner. Counting net carbs has been the clear winner for me, and I'm going to explain why in 6 different points. So stick with me. Now, what's interesting about the points I want to share with you today, I've got 6, but the sixth one, I feel like it needs to have like an asterisk or a star above it because it's going to be kind of a controversial one. So make sure you stay tuned for all six because number 6 might get your feathers ruffled. You might be like, oh, that's controversial, Stephanie. I know. I'm going to mix it up today. So let's get started right away. Number 1, because we are ready, right? We are doing this. We are talking. We are ready. You're with me? Okay. Let's do this. So here we go, guys. Number 1, this is the reason why I want you to focus on net carbs. Okay? Not calories. I want you to focus on net carbs. Number 1, first reason is ketosis. Ketosis, ketosis, ketosis. Now, I'm going to say this in a nutshell. Here's my bag of peanuts. In a nutshell, in one sentence, I'm going to just tell you why. Weight loss on the keto diet, it happens when your body is in ketosis. Have you heard that before? Do you understand it? Do you know what the heck I'm talking about? I could talk all day about ketosis and why it's the most important thing in the world when you're on the keto diet. But here's the thing, you guys. Ketosis happens, and I talk about this at length in Extra Easy Keto. So if you can refer to the chapter on ketosis where I go into all the details and answer all the nitty bitties. But the nutshell today, what I'm trying to tell you, the nutshell, the bottom line is that your body cannot get into ketosis until, this is the nutshell, until it uses up all of the net carbs in the system. So first, your body has to burn through all the available carbs before it can switch to ketosis. And ketosis, as you know, is the fat burning state that we love, love, love. That's so fun. It's the fat burning state. I got my lighter. Here it is. Oh, there it is. The fat burning state that's burning the fat. So it's very different from having your body operate on glucose. It's when your body operates on ketones and it's burning fat right from your booty. That's what we like, right? That's our goal. Anyway, for many of us trying to lose weight on the keto diet. So that's why I talked about focusing on net carbs. That's all about number 1. It's because, like I said in a nutshell, you've got to burn through those carbs before you can get to ketosis. So that's why don't be worrying about calories. Don't be staring off and getting distracted. Get zero laser focused on what really counts to help you start losing weight and get into ketosis and stay there. Capiche? Okay, so that's all number one. We did good. We're doing good. Okay, let me know if you have a question or a comment or a thought. Put that right there in the comments and so we can circle back and have a good conversation. Let's move on to number two. Number two is, this one's kind of funny. Well, I think it's funny. I'm trying to hold your attention. You know, not everybody likes my humor, but I do. I'm trying to have a little fun here and keep you guys focused on what I'm talking about. Do you know what these are? There's two of them. They're really funky and striped. What are they? Put them in the comments if you know. You might be showing your age now if you are identifying this. This is number two. But number two is all about the 1980s are over. The 1980s are over. I was really fancy and cool in the 1980s with leg warmers and my polo shirts and my collar up and my big hairspray and my big hair. But the 1980s are over. And what I mean by that and how that relates to the topic at hand about what's better, calories or carbs, is that in the 1980s, what did we focus on when we were trying to eat healthier and lose weight? Do you guys know? Hopefully someone is writing in the comments. In the 80s, we focused on calorie restrictive diets. Is that true? Yes. All the diets that were in the 80s, all the fad diets that a lot of us tried. A lot of us were desperate. We're like grapefruit diet, soup diet. There was even a cigarette diet. I did not do that one. But there was all sorts of crazy calorie restrictive diets that were very, very unfun, that made us feel hangry, that made us feel angry, and that made us feel very frustrated. We might have been able to do it for a short period of time, right? When we were doing those calorie restrictive diets, counting calories, had our little booklets, counting the calories, counting it, and then being starving all day. We were eating like nothing. And then we were hangry and angry and we were frustrated. So that is from the 1980s. If you went through that, put a comment below, put your experience below. Because number two, my whole point for you to think about is that that lifestyle, that calorie restrictive mode is very out of style. It has been proven not to work. You can even go to a Harvard Medical School and read their thoughts online about the calorie restrictive diets. Even Harvard Medical School says it doesn't work. You know why? You tell me. I bet you can figure it out. There's a few things that happen when you're trying to do a calorie restrictive diet. You know, A, your body adapts, right? So it just keeps lowering how many calories you might need. And B, it makes you hangry and angry to the point where you do it for like 2 minutes, 2 weeks, 2 days, and you quit. Those are two of my reasons anyway. Now, tell me your thoughts about that. I want to hear your opinions on the calorie restrictive diet and why you think that's not going to work. And as people are typing comments and sharing, I hope you feel comfortable enough to share. I want to give away a prize. And today's prize is, it is a DLK book. Woohoo! That's a good one, people. A good one. I'm excited. So tell me which book you want to win in the comments. You know there are 8 Dirty Lazy Keto books in the series. So do you want to win one of the 4 cookbooks? Do you want to win one of the 2 Get Started guides? Or do you want to win one of the 2 Eating Out guides? Feel free to tell me in the comments. I love picking a winner. And I even love picking someone who wants to win. So get on that. Get sharing. I love to bring up my prize box here and just give you a quick reminder. Woo, here we go. Hopefully the mic's still working. I just hit it there. Here's my prize box of every week. I'm going to be giving out goodies. Now, I told you about the book. That's this week's prize. But every time you watch one of these videos, you see me giving away something different, right? You see me holding up fun stuff. You might be wondering, well, I want to buy one of those, Stephanie. I don't want to wait to win. You only pick one person or 2 or 3. I don't want to wait. So if you want to buy yourself one of these gifts, you can order one on the Etsy shop. I sell them at cost. I'm not getting rich off of selling my tomato timers. I'm just selling them because I get so many emails from people that want them. So all of these items, the prizes I give away, you can visit the Etsy store, etsy.com/shop/the Dirty Lazy Keto Shop. That's what it's called on Etsy. The Dirty Lazy Keto Shop. Now keep in mind, it's while supplies last. So as I'm running out of things like the apron, I have like 5 left. Some of the cookbooks that I'm signing to people and including notes, I only have like 5 or 6 copies left. So it's while supplies last, but they are available to you. So there you go. So I can't wait to see your comments if you're excited about that. I think it's kind of fun. So that's number 2. What do you guys think about that? Calorie restrictive, that's an era in the past, like move on, sister. I want to hear your opinions, if you agree with me or not. Because in my opinion, net carbs are the name of the game. That's what's helped me, and it's helped so many other people around the world with Dirty Lazy Keto. Ready for number 3? Yes, you are. Number 3, we have 6 points to cover today about why I believe focusing on net carbs is the secret. It is the key to success. And for me, number 3, when you try to count both of these things together, some people might go in this direction. They're like, oh, I'm going to do both. I'll do the net carbs. I'm going to do the calories. I'm going to keep track of it all. And here's what I have to say to you. I feel like you are trying to compare and track apples and oranges. I had to search far and wide for these in my house because I tend to not eat these higher sugar fruits. But I wanted to make the point to you that calories and carbs, if you're trying to keep track of them, they are like oil and water. It's like apples and oranges. They're 2 very different phenomenons. Let me explain why. When you are eating keto-friendly meals, here's one right here. It's what we had for dinner last night, stir fry. When you're eating keto-friendly meals, they're likely going to be higher in things like calories and things like fat, maybe higher in protein. They're gonna taste delicious, by the way. If you look in here, I wanna show you, I've got cauliflower rice, I've got chicken, I've got all sorts of low-carb vegetables. But here's what I wanna point out. This was sauteed in oil. I wasn't stingy on the oil either. I gave enough oil to cook those vegetables and that meat so that it tastes really yummy. Now, oil in and of itself is lower in net carbs, but it's also high in calories. That's why I'm trying to explain to you that calories and carbs may not match up. Because that old mindset, like we talked about with the leg warmers in the 1980s, a lot of us were taught, like, calories are bad, restrict calories, limit calories. But then if you're trying to track calories and net carbs, you might be really confused. Because a big stir-fry meal, for example, where you used a lot of oil, it might have a heck of a lot of calories, even though it's low in net carb. Does that make sense? It can be very confusing. That's why I don't recommend trying to count both of those at the same time. Now, a lot of people out there are like, oh God, that's very stressful. I don't know if I can handle that, Stephanie. I get it. I feel like the anxiety in the room for a lot of folks has gone up. But I just want to reiterate that meals that are keto friendly, they're gonna have things like cheese, cream, sour cream, oil, cream cheese, avocado. These foods are higher in fat, which contain more calories than you might be thinking you need or should have, or emotionally you might just get all freaked out about it. I get it. But here's the kicker. You can still lose weight. You can still be successful on a ketosis diet like Dirty Lazy Keto by enjoying these higher calorie foods and meals. You can still lose weight and keep it off. I'm living proof. Now, I've written 4 cookbooks, you know. Which books do you have? Which cookbook do you have? Which one do you like the best? I wanna hear in the comments. You guys can tell me. The 5 ingredient cookbook. There's 100 in each one, right? The No Time to Cook cookbook. The Dirt Cheap cookbook. Which one do you guys have? And the original cookbook. Here's what's fun about these cookbooks, because I know not everybody can handle this. Like, oh, I just don't know. I want to know what I'm eating. I need to know what I'm eating. Well, here's something very special. Every recipe on the sidebar in each of the 4 cookbooks, a nutritionist calculated accurately all of the macronutrients for you. And that does include net carbs, and it does include calories. Even though I don't want you freaking out, stressing about it, and reading it, and obsessing, it is there. So I just want to give you that tidbit of information. It is there. It can be a calming influence. It can be a source of information for you, but you don't need to count it and get all stressed out about it. But know that it's done for you and it's per serving as well. So that's in there for you. I think that's helpful, don't you think? I do. Let's move on to number four. Number four, this is my fourth reason why I think you should focus on net carbs and not calories in order to be successful on the keto diet. Ready for this one? I want to talk about, here's my little car. Beep, beep. I want to talk about being fast and furious. Fast and furious. A lot of people want to lose weight in a fast and furious method or manner. Does that sound familiar to a lot of people? I understand that, especially when you're new. You're like, you know, and you get all worked up. And so a lot of people will think, well, if I count everything and I'm obsessed and I'm really thorough and I do, you know, I count everything, everything imaginable, and I'm meticulous and I'm organized and I have charts and graphs and everything, and I'm counting every single morsel of food, they expect or hope anyway that the weight loss will be fast and furious. Here is the funny thing about it. It's not true. In fact, trying to be perfect like that, that fast and furious lifestyle with the weight loss, it's likely to backfire. And the reason why, what do you guys think why? It's not like a one reason. There's many reasons why, like trying to obsessively measure everything is gonna backfire. But there's multiple reasons. Tell me why you think it is, and I'll tell you my opinion about why I think it is. We'll all share. My experience, because I've watched a lot of people try this method, and they say, oh, I'm starting to be perfect. I'm going to do my this. And I feel like it's, they try to open up a puzzle, and it's like a 2,000-piece puzzle with teeny tiny pieces, you know. And they quickly become overwhelmed. They quickly become confused. They quickly become frustrated. They can't keep up. They might do it for like 5 minutes, right? Like, I can do this. I have motivation to do this insane puzzle. But then pretty soon it just burns them out. They get tired. They get frustrated. They have one hiccup. They make one mistake. They forget one moment of counting one morsel. And then they just throw in the towel. So that's been my experience. People tend to want to do that fast and furious thing with the calories and the this and the that and the other. And that ends up blowing up in their face, crashing and burning, and then they don't make any success at all. So that's one of the reasons why I like focusing on the net carbs, is it's streamlined, it's simple, it's focused, and it's very doable. Now, if you have more questions, kind of basic, like we're talking about today, more like, okay, whoa, 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 you're throwing out a lot of words here, like net carbs, you're throwing out words like, you know, everything we're talking about, right? Like ketosis and ketogenic diet, and you want to kind of backtrack and get back more to basics, keep in mind that I will link up a video right after this that's called Common Questions Starting the Keto Diet. Common Questions Starting the Keto Diet. I'll link that up right afterwards, so if you want to binge watch, that'll be right after this. Anywho, let's move on to number five. Just like I alluded to, counting net carbs compared to calories and the this and the that, and the dibby, dibby, dibby. Counting net carbs is... Ready for this one? Oh, hello. I got so excited I threw it.
That was easy.
It's easy. It's super easy. Easy, easy. That was easy. Easy. Counting net carbs is easy, easy, easy. It's just one and done, right? It's simple. It's streamlined. It's doable. The math is something you can do in your head. It's not all fancy. There's no chart. That's important, I think. Now, you can do this on a sticky note. A lot of people will say, well, how do I do this? Do I need an app? Do I need a graph? Do I need a count? No. Calm down. You can use a sticky note. That was one of my tried and true methods. Or if you'd like, you can do something a little bit more organized, like a carb tracker on a piece of paper. I have these free printable carb trackers that I made. These were inside of the book, Extra Easy Keto. And so many people wrote to me saying, I love these. I love all the cheat sheets and tools in this book. Can you please, please, please make the carb tracker printable and available on your website? So I worked with a graphic designer and got it on my website for you. It's free. Go to dirtylazyketo.com/carb-tracker. Okay? And there's two to choose from. You can do like the Monday through Sunday approach. You can do hash marks. You can be more detail oriented. You could put every single meal or cross out the water. Make notes. very helpful, right? And these are reproducible, printable. You can grab them on my website, dirtylazyketo.com/carb-tracker. So either get it on my website or rest assured, you can also find it inside Extra Easy Keto, inside your copy. Does that help you? It doesn't have to be a fancy app or a this or that. You can just do it on a piece of paper. As long as you're counting those net carbs and you're reducing them to get your body into ketosis, that's how the keto diet works. It's as really as simple as that. Number six. We're moving along today. We're doing pretty good. Number six. Now remember number six. I told you there was going to be like a little star, like a caveat, because it's a little bit controversial. This one gets people worked up. So I'm going to do the big six. The big six. Now stay with me. I'll explain why I think it's a little controversial. But this is what I think. Count carbs with common sense. Count carbs with common sense. That's number six. Now the reason why this is controversial is some people like to play some games with themselves. They play games when it comes to dieting and eating, and they're trying to break the rules and push the boundaries and, you know, trick themselves and trick others and lie to themselves and lie in their tracker and looking for loopholes. That's why number six, my advice is count the net carbs, but do so, here's my asterisk, do so with some common sense. And I want to give you an example of where this could go wrong. Because I don't want you playing games and then getting mad at me that that's not working. So here's an example of what I like to call like these reindeer games where people get into trouble. Here's an example. A lot of folks, especially when they're brand new, they come in the group, they write me an email. They're like, Stephanie, I found the best recipe in the world. I've got my heavy whipping cream, so yummy, so delicious, so low in carb. And then I mixed a whole cup of it, a whole cup in a bowl with, can you guess it? Some sugar-free Jell-O pudding. And it can be chocolate, it can be vanilla, it can be pistachio. I get letters all the time from people with the same story. It's amazing. I mixed the heavy whipped cream with the sugar-free pudding and I'm in heaven. I had two cups of it. It's so great. I love it so much. I love the keto diet. And they're going on and acting like they've just discovered, you know, the cure to cancer. Now, I've heard this one before. In my mind, this is something you need to go. Common sense is going to tell you that if you look at the net carbs, you look at how many net carbs are in these packages per serving, you might realize that you might need to go to that whole notion, okay? So here we go. I'm looking at the nutrition label for heavy whipping cream. And this product in particular, this brand says one net carb per a serving of one tablespoon. That is not much, people. That's like a little thumbnail, right? That's like a thumb amount. That's a thumb amount. That is not a cup, right? And then furthermore, they're looking at this and they're like, oh, it looks really low in carb. Yeah, that's for 1/6 of the package. Now we're gonna have to do a lot of math and a lot of multiplication to figure out what's going on here. But bottom line, if you are having a cup and a cup and a cup of this, and a whole box and a box and a box of this, and a whole bunch of that, more than one tablespoon, which is a serving size, right? A thumb, that's like half a spoonful. If you are having more than that, then I'm gonna call that a reindeer game. Because you're probably gonna have some problems, right? Like what? What could happen by doing that? Tell me in the comments. If it doesn't bother you, you're special and we're all super jealous. A lot of people, though, are going to, A, maybe have some extreme diarrhea right away from having so much fat at once, and intestinal problems, right? And maybe even some weight gain, or a lot of weight gain, or a big stall in their ketosis and having to start all over again. And they might be super sad and depressed because they're having those old behaviors that they used to when they were heavier, right? And I get it. You know, being a heavier person, I have those demons. I have had those experiences myself. Where overeating, you know, relying on sweets and desserts and overeating way too much, you know, trying to avoid my emotions and feelings and just going right into huge bowls of whatever. So I understand where this is coming from, but I do warn you for number six, with the caveat, with the star, focus on not counting calories, but counting net carbs, but with that common sense. call yourself out if you're starting to go down that road of being silly, you know, eating like a whole package of keto cookies and a whole container of keto ice cream and stuff like that. That's where we all get into a lot of trouble. So employ that common sense. What do you guys think about those 1 through 6? Any of those resonate with you? Was it number 1? Was it number 2? Was it number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6? I love hearing your feedback. I know that someone here wants to win a book, and you're also going to tell me that in the comments because I want to support you guys on your journey. I want to help you out. I want to provide you with enough tools and support so that you can do this on your own long term. This isn't something that you do like for 5 minutes or 5 weeks or 5 days just to drop a few pounds. This is a lifestyle that you can do forever. And that's why every week I put a new YouTube video up. So you can go on YouTube. There I am. I think it's Sundays at 9 a.m. it comes on. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Turn on your notifications. So that way every Sunday at 9 when the video drops, depending on your time zone, you'll get a notice. It's time. It's time. You can also watch the podcast or listen to the podcast wherever you like to listen to podcasts. You know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, all of those things. That's a different weekly new audio podcast that you can listen to. And these are all in addition. Those are free support tools. Those are free. And those are in addition to the books. Don't skip over the books, though. You're going to need especially the support of those how-to guides, the Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started and the Extra Easy Keto, 7 Days to Ketogenic Weight Loss. These should be your Bibles, and then everything else is kind of ancillary and fun, I think. So keep in mind, I'm here to support you guys. I'm here to help you on your journey. I'm here to cheer you on social media and our support groups. I'm here to help you. So every time you have a question or a topic, share it with the group. Chime in your questions and we can all figure out what to do next together. You're not alone. That's the bottom line. You are not alone. Don't make me cry, but it's true. That's why I started all this and that's why I share all of my embarrassing stories and tidbits and everything. I don't want to cry, but I don't want you to feel alone. I want you to know that I'm here with you and I've gone through the same thing as you and so is the person sitting next to you. It's true. You're not alone. We have all been through this. We're all struggling with the same issues and that's why I'm here to help you figure it out and make progress. So love you guys. Have a wonderful week and we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me on the adventure today with the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast. If you have questions about what we talked about, head over to my website, dirtylazyketo.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for my free newsletter.